Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sohm Distilleries and Breweries Limited conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Arora. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss our Q3 FY25 performance call. It's always a pleasure to connect with you, the valued investors and analysts, and I extend a warm welcome to each one of you on behalf of Sohm Distilleries and Breweries Limited. Looking at the quarter going ahead, we demonstrated resilience on the value front and adaptability and managed to deliver strong volume performance. Our volumes, we achieved a total of 50 lakh cases, with beer volumes growing to 47 lakh cases, or 4.7% year-on-year growth. Our IMFL has grown to 3.4 lakh cases, 25% year-on-year growth during the quarter. Key brands such as Hunter, Blackfoot and Power have continued to perform well. And our recent launches like Legend and Woodpecker are also gaining good traction in the market. The beer realization for Q3 FY25 was 560 as compared to 518 the previous quarter in Q3 FY24. And this is mainly influenced by higher sales of the Power brand, particularly in the states of MP and Karnataka, and also the introduction of Legend in Karnataka. Growth in beer has been driven by Legend beer, which was introduced by us in Karnataka, which recorded 7 lakh cases in Q3, totaling to 18 lakh cases till 9 months. A major highlight going forward in this quarter was the acceptance of our premium brand Woodpecker. Since its launch, Woodpecker has seen a good amount of success, particularly in Karnataka, where it has been well received. The innovative twist cap beer, crafted with premium ingredients, has set a new benchmark for quality and convenience in the Indian beer market. We continue to innovate in this forum, and the two variants of Woodpecker, which is Glide, which is the lager beer, and Crest, which is the strong beer, are steadily building their market share and contributing positively to our endeavor to premiumize our portfolio. The production capacity of all facilities was significantly utilized during 9 months, where SDBL stood at 73%, Woodpecker stood at 65%, and the unit at Odisha stood at 64%. In the lean season, our capacity utilization stood at the following, which is 58% for SDBL, 60% for Hassan, and 34% for the Odisha plant. Price of raw materials was stable during Q3 as well as the 9 months in all our production facilities. As we move towards our premium offerings, we are also making strategic investments to support our future growth. The CAPEX execution at our Odisha facility is progressing well and remains on track for a timely completion. Expansion will enhance our production capabilities, ensuring we are well positioned to meet the increased demand during the peak beer season. Another milestone this quarter has been the upgrade of our credit facility ratings of our subsidiary, Woodpecker Distilleries and Breweries Private Limited, from BBB+ to A-. As a group, we have had a 37% debt reduction over 9 months as compared to last year 9 months, showing our financial prudence and positive cash flows. We remain optimistic about the upcoming summer season and the opportunity it presents for growth. We are heavily focused on expanding our footprint in high potential markets such as UP, Rajasthan, Delhi, Jharkhand and the Northeast, while we are also continuing to innovate and premiumize our portfolio, cater to evolving consumer preferences. This includes beer and IMFL both. Now I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Nakul Sethi, who will help in providing further insights into our financial performance for the quarter. Over to you, Nakul.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon to everyone on the call. It's a pleasure to take you through the financial and strategic highlights for quarter 3 and 9 months FY25. For the quarter, we posted a consolidated income of 3,027 million, achieving a robust 13.6% year-on-year growth. Our EBITDA for the quarter stood at INR 379 million, reflecting a 18.3% increase compared to the same period last year. This translates to an EBITDA margin of 12.5%, showcasing our ongoing focus on cost optimization and operational efficiency. Net profit for the quarter increased by 19.5% to INR 215 million, reflecting our ability to deliver sustainable profitability in the middle of dynamic market conditions. For the 9 months ended December 31, 2024, our total income stood at 11,074 million, marking a significant growth of nearly 23% compared to the same period last year. Our EBITDA for this period reached INR 1,379 million at a margin of 12.5%, up from INR 1,096 million for the corresponding period last year. Profit before tax grew by nearly 30% to INR 1,112 million and PAT increased by 21% to INR 807 million for the 9-month period. A 9-month volume was approximately 178 lakh cases of beer, up 18% over the same period last year. The overall IMFL portfolio grew by 14% on a year-on-year basis. As of 31st December 24, our total debt was 1,110 million. With cash and cash equivalents of rupees 230 million, reflecting a net debt of rupees 880 million. Thank you for your continued support and confidence in our company. With that, we now open the floor for questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Aditya Singh from Multibagger Stocks. Please go ahead.
Good morning, team. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. My question was that could you please tell me the excise policy that we have on different states that we have on each of our, you know, products?
The excise policy, sir, comes at various times of the year. It's all published there. So you've got to be more specific on what excise policy, which state, because
the excise policy, because in the quarter sheet, I'm saying that this time the excise policy was quite, you know, less than expected.
Sorry, sir, I don't understand your question. Less means exactly.
That was the only question. I'll get the back in the queue, okay?
If it can be more specific, it will help, sir.
No, I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you in the queue.
Sure, sure.
Right. Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Upanshu Das from Traxin Technology. Please go ahead.
Very good afternoon, sir. First of all, a very congratulations on a very good set of numbers. So my first question is, do you think that means we are hearing some kind of news of the ban of alcohol at some of the key cities at Madhya Pradesh? So do you really think that it can hamper our turnover in the medium to long term? Can you shed some light on that?
I'm glad you asked that question. Let me make that clear that the ban at Madhya Pradesh is encapsulating areas of where the religious temples are there. which already had a very controlled environment for liquor consumption. So we don't see that affecting the liquor consumption, as there were already a very muted consumption already. So in terms of, if you look at the number of shops, I think there are only approximately 47 shops which have been closed down out of a universe of 3,500. So I don't see a material impact of that on the consumption pattern in the state.
Okay, so very good to hear on that. So means I have my last question. So means I'm closely monitoring that our company, Som Distilleries, have been trying to raise some funds from various fund houses like the Quota Securities or the SKS Securities. But means I am very sad to say that for a very long time we are not able to raise funds and get the desired result. So can you please elaborate on this issue, that being a company of such a means a good fundamentals, and means at present it is present at such a tremendous valuation. So why are we not able to raise the funds?
Sir, let me make it clear. Thank you for asking that question. As I already mentioned in my address, that we are actually looking at, we have actually done a debt reduction of 37%, which shows that we have good enough cash flows to sustain our growth story. And secondly, we are not actively looking at raising any funds right now because of our cash flows. So our cash flows are sustainable, and they are, as we, another number which you will be pleased to know is that our realization in the beer has gone up from 518 to 560. That's a 10% increase. So, which is a very healthy sign, which shows that our existing products, by optimizing their prices, we are able to generate enough cash flows that we don't need fundraise to fuel our growth story. So I would like to humbly say that we are not actively looking at raising funds for any use because our cash flows are very healthy right now.
But I'm saying this, that don't you think that if you are getting some kind of a big mutual fund, means in the shareholding, so it can positively impact all the shareholders and the company in the longer run. Means it can give some kind of a credibility to the means company.
These are the biggest credibility is our numbers, I would say. And it's up to the market to decide then how do they perceive it. I can deliver good numbers and good performance. And while we will actively work on your suggestion, but I see no problem with the company going ahead, Miles. I don't see any problem.
Okay, yeah, thanks a lot, and wish you all the very best for the coming quarters and years. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question, line of Karan Kamdar from DR Choksi Fine Services Limited.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, my question is on the volumes front. So two of our brands have been like losing volumes for like last two quarters. So just wanted to understand that when can we see a pickup, or is this a thing that will continue for the upcoming quarter?
Let me read that. That's a good question, I would say. For the last two quarters, if you see on the volume front, you're right. But if you see on the value front, we have been gaining. That's primarily because we have taken a lot of price increases. So, a brand like Power Cool, although has lost a couple of lakh cases in the quarter, partly because of the season, but it has shown a 11.7% growth in the value on the 9 months. So that has been the case. And there has also been a shift in Karnataka excise policies, which has led to a change in, you know, the price brackets. So people consuming a certain section of price band have moved to a lower or a higher price band, which has affected the other brand. But we continue to grow in the, in terms of the total value. we have a good 17.6% growth over last.
Got it, sir. Got it. Sir, so on the new brand that we've launched, and that has almost covered up the gap also that we've lost in terms of these two brands. So can you please give me a color on the new brand and what our plans for are for that brand?
Yes, so as I said, there has been some uptake on the prices, particularly in our key states like Karnataka. So that has been partly covered by the introduction of Legend Beer, which has grown from 7.3 lakh cases this year. So this is also a function of, you know, adapting to your consumers and ensuring that they do not suffer. So Legend has been well accepted as a brew in the state of Karnataka. And it has clocked 18 lakh cases a year already. So it is already a millionaire brand in its first 9 months of the launch. That just shows the brand acceptance which has happened, partly fueled by the fact that there has been instability at the price level in the state of Karnataka. So we are trying to accommodate all our consumers at all the price points, and it reflects in the product quality and the pricing, which we have done for Legend.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for my side. That's it for my side.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Janvi Dudai from Rise Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. Just wanted to ask regarding UVL lately posted, set out a press release that they have been facing issues with the Telangana government. So, and I think we also received an approval from Telangana lately. So, in the states that we supply, just wanted to specifically understand that if we're facing a delay from the government's end in clearance of dues?
We currently do not operate in Telangana, so we do not have any dues there already. And whatever previously we used to operate have all been cleared.
Okay. And so in other states, have the number of days increased for us in terms of clearance of dues from the government's end, Karnataka, MP, Delhi?
No, ma'am. All the states continue functioning as normal, and we have not experienced any increase in data days.
Okay. And also, sir, one last question. So, sir, in Karnataka, lately, the price increase that they've taken, so for the premium segment, they've taken from they've taken a lesser increase compared to the beers priced at 100 to 130 bucks. So what sort of consumption pattern change are we seeing? Are people upsizing their patterns, or people are shifting to cheaper beers?
Not really. It is too early to say, as it came into effect, I think, on the 20th or 23rd of January. We are progressing on, we are monitoring the matter, and I mean, it will take us a month or so to actually realize what is the consumer feedback on the sudden increase in prices. But of course, it's not a small jolt in terms of pricing where they've taken a 40% increase on the price affordability, which is detrimental to the consumer and detrimental to the society, where you are actually making a low alcohol beer more taxed, more expensive. So we'll have to see how the consumer reacts. It's too early to say that.
Okay. So just to follow up on this, so I remember in the last con call, Power Cool, we with an MRP of 100, we started with an MRP of 100, which you mentioned had started retailing at 130. So that was already a price hike that we'd taken in the state, in Karnataka, on the MRP. So now again taking a price increase in that would it's like from 100 to almost 130 and then again a 30-40 rupee increase on that would you know take the volumes down massively?
Not really, because if you see the beer consumption pattern across the country and across Karnataka, especially Karnataka is a well-to-do state in terms of the GDP contribution. So I don't see a much impact there. Also, the price increase in the total of 100 from 100 to 130 is not exact. Not all 30 rupees has come to the company. There have been two price increases on the excise by the government. So you can safely say that more than 50% of the increase has gone actually to the government in terms of the revenue. So that is the case. Also, the price has gone up for everybody. But I don't see a problem in terms of the current pricing, in terms of how they are perceiving. I mean, it's at the end of the day, the consumer has to decide what he wants to do. But I don't see a massive change in terms of the industry. There will be certain jolts to start with, but I think in the medium run, the consumers should get adjusted to the price.
Right. And so, in terms of licensing for new states, so whenever we plan for a newer geography, what are the sort of entry barriers that we come across, and like what are our plans in terms of newer geographies?
So we are actively scouting for opportunities where there is a more, where is a conducive environment in terms of stability of policies. We are already looking at some states which are growing higher, like UP. UP has a very stable policy as of now. I also mentioned Northeast. Northeast is another where the government of India is actually focusing. So there will be a consumption story happening because of the amount of money being pumped into the Northeast. And so we are looking at actively these two markets where we can actually, where the pie is growing substantially, and we want to be part of that growing pie. As far as the government's attitude towards this is concerned, is governments, we are a net contributor to the state exchequer. So every government would want more and more exchequer to come in, whether through new products, whether through new factories, whether through anything else. So I don't see a problem there either, that there is some issue on getting into states which are growing, and because we directly are linked to the state exchequer, we contribute revenue to the state exchequer. So while we may not get incentives, but we do contribute to the state exchequer.
Right. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for answering all the questions.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Jitesh Gupta from Tikri Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. So the first is, as we can see, recently the volume for Blackfoot has gone down while Legend has gone up. So can you help me understand company's plan with these two brands? And also, after the capacity expansion at Odisha, what will be the new capacity post-expansion? So these are my two questions.
Currently, we are at 35.2 million cases, as 3 crores and 52 lakh cases combined capacity. And after the Odisha capacity comes on stream, the capacity will rise up to 3.82 crore cases.
Okay, sir. And your plan with the new brand Legend and Blackfoot, since Blackfoot is volume is going down.
Yes. So Blackfoot, the volume is going down, you are correct. on that aspect. We plan to, you know, increase the base of Black Fort by launching it in new states. So we are actively pursuing that because Black Fort was, you know, primarily participating in Karnataka and Madhya Pradesh. So we are looking at arresting that growth by launching in new states. As far as Legend is concerned, Legend has shown a very, very positive trend in the market. And the consumers are actually liking it, otherwise we won't have had these sales. So we are going to focus on, you know, keeping the bandwidth going on Legend and opening, increasing the base for Black Fort because it is at the price points which it is kind of saturated at that price point. The industry is actually not growing in that on those price points. We are looking at increasing the base. We are trying to add more states so that we can reverse this trend. And we are also looking at Woodpecker, you know, adding to the premium portfolio, which should add to the total portfolio of the group. So while some segments do get redundant due to excise changes, but some get the benefit. So we are trying to play in all the segments so that such changes, the company, the group is insulated from that. So that's why we're playing a portfolio game where some brands sometimes degrow, but the other brands take over that degrowth, maintain the healthy growth story for the group.
Understood, sir. And so just one last question. Can you please repeat the utilization of each plant for Q3 and 9 months?
Yes, of course. During the 9 months, SBBL was at 73%, Woodpecker was at 65%, and Odisha is at 64%. These are all above industry averages, by the way. And in the lean season, SBBL was at 58%, Assam was at 60%, and Odisha was at 34%.
Okay, sir, understood. That's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rishikesh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. So, firstly, if so, you could indicate what sort of revenue growth and EBITDA margins are we looking for in FY26 and FY27?
Hi. At this point, we'll be not in a position to give out the estimate for the next 2 years. Maybe after we finish the year, then we can give you the guidance.
Okay. Given that we are expanding capacity, and do we have any sort of visibility that you can share of whether we can do, say, around 2,000 crores of revenue by say FY27, could you give any comments on that?
I think we can look at that kind of growth by FY27.
Okay, got it. And what sort of volume growth do we expect for Q4 season, assuming there would be good volume growth in Q4?
So the CAGR has always been at 9% for the industry. Again, it is based on seasonality as well, how the weather plays out. So, but it will be, I think, over last year, it should be a bare minimum 9% more than previous year, previous Q4.
Okay, and lastly, our EBITDA margins, would it be fair to expect that EBITDA margin would be in similar range what we are doing currently?
I think this year we have delivered more EBITDA margin as compared to last year. I think we should be able to maintain these kind of margins going forward.
As our bottle pool is going up and, you know, we are recycling more and more bottles, we look at it because that's a major cost. So we look at that table from a midterm perspective. So we don't see any changes in that.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Suzranch Kalra from MB Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my question is, like, what are your projections for growth in the upcoming years, like a couple of years, if you would want to give a
throw? I think that question has come a couple of times. So, if you look at the industry standard, right, the industry has been growing at 7 to 9%, while we have been delivering numbers much above that, right? And the whole idea is to continue that growth momentum in the coming years. Of course, the base has grown tremendously for us by our numbers. We continue to, as I said, there are two avenues for growth for us. One is consolidating market share in the existing markets where we are playing, where we are very confident of doing the same. And also opening up new markets from a production footprint standpoint. So the minute we get that and we get those activated, we see no problem in growing in double digits for the coming year.
Right. Thank you so much. That will be all from my side.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Sorry, my questions have been answered. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from Hitin Barocha from Sequin Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, only one clarification question. You mentioned a Q4 volume growth will be around 9%. Is that what I heard?
No, I had mentioned the industry is growing at 9% CAGR. So someone had asked me that what do you see that Q4 will grow more than the industry average or less than the industry average? That I had answered that no, last year Q4 would be at 9%. Last year, whatever the last year Q4 growth for the industry was, plus 9% is what we expect it to grow at. It was my submission on that.
Okay, okay. But we are maintaining a guidance of 1,500-1,600 crore this year, right, sir?
Yes, yes, yes. So we are actually above the CAGR. So we are maintaining that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from line of Manu from BMS. Please go ahead. Mr. Manu, can you hear us?
Hi, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes. You may go ahead with the question.
Hi. Hi, sir. I think we have been quite strong in the beer market, and I think the number for the IMFL also is growing. What's the plan around it, and is there more focus on IMFL market as well?
I am glad you asked that question. Yes, we are now because of our distribution strength and the point of sale being the same for the liquor industry. We are actually now planning to transition to a complete alcobev company, which encompasses IMFL and beer operations both. So we have been testing our products where our distribution strength has been the strongest. And we are very happy to inform that, yes, that has led to an increase in the IMFL performance. And that has given us confidence that, yes, we can go ahead in this market and, premiumize our portfolio and play the portfolio game in terms of a total alcobev perspective. Not just a beer company, not just an IMFL company. We want to be a complete 360-degree alcobev company. And the numbers on IMFL are encouraging us to transition to that phase.
Yeah, all right. So are you also planning to launch more brands around it or expand
yes,
the current?
So, to be more specific, in the coming quarter, we would be launching more products in the IMFL space. We will be leveraging our existing distribution strengths to push those products and create some sort of standing in the IMFL sector as well.
Sure. Sir, my understanding is that, you know, the beer as such is an urban phenomenon. And do you see that playing out, and how does that work out in the rural areas?
So, I don't see that as an urban phenomena anymore. I think with the demographics of our country and with the social media in place, there's nothing known as an urban or a rural phenomena now. It's more about the pocket size. So you've got to really understand the demographic from the pocket size perspective, that where, what pocket size suits which part of the state in the country. And Karnataka is a living example of that. When we started at 100 rupee MRP beer. Today we are at 130, going up to 150 rupees. So the pocket size has definitely increased, but the idea of trials only can start with by attending the consumer at his pocket base, not at the, you know, at a base level of saying that, okay, beer cannot be less than 200 rupees or 150 rupees. That's not how the trials happen. With the ethanol project, I see a lot of money getting pumped in the rural sector because of good prices for the farmers. So I see that going up. I don't see any reason why the rural phenomena will not be having a higher growth rate than the urban phenomena. In fact, the urban phenomena is kind of flat, is what our numbers tell us. So the future is the rural phenomena.
Sure. Thank you, sir. Sir, one more question. So, you know, I think my understanding is some of the raw materials are imported, and do you think that's sustainable, and are you looking at sourcing locally as well?
Yes, I'm glad to inform that there are a couple of new furnaces coming up in India due to the demand-supply situation. And we are very confident that the imports will get cut down and we will start sourcing it locally. Because our delta is higher than the industry average, we tend to insulate ourselves by ensuring that we have foreign suppliers so that we don't come under any sort of pressure due to the scarcity of supplies. So that has always been the case, whether it was barley, whether it was glass bottles. So we have always maintained that strategy.
Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Rohit Deshmukh from Vishwa Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Sir, are there any plans for expansion or entering new markets in
yes,
this year or next year?
Yes, I had addressed that in my... that we are looking at expanding our footprint in markets like UP and the Northeast, which is on our agenda. The fact that we are increasing capacity in Odisha is also a testament to that, because this is the second round of expansion which has happened in Odisha in 3 years. So we're trying to reach a critical mass scale where we can actually derive profitability through economies of scale. So while we do that, and as the cash flow is also improving, we would have to, whether we like it or forcefully, we'll have to expand to new territories. There is no question, and we are very, very confident that with our portfolio, we'll be able to do well in the markets which I mentioned in UP and Northeast.
Okay. And sir, have there are any recent regulatory changes that could impact the business, and how are you addressing them?
Not really. It's a state subject, so it varies from state to state, but I don't see any regulatory hurdles as such right now. I don't see that.
And my last question is that, are you seeing success in premium products offering?
Yes, with our launch of Woodpecker beer in Karnataka, I'm happy to say we have, been very successful in spreading the product and getting repeats from the customers, which has given the retail a lot of confidence. So, with the coming season, we should definitely see better numbers there.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question. I would now like to hand it over to the management for closing comments.
So, thank you everybody for joining the call. We are committed to the growing the company forward, and we thank you for all your questions and support, and look forward to seeing you in the next quarter.
Thank you. On behalf of the Soam Distilleries and Breweries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.